Oh, it feels brilliant. You know, we were in two All-Ireland finals before junior, but I wasn't playing in Croke Park. But it's just that little bit more special, I suppose, that it's in Croke Park. And, you know, we worked hard for it and we were bitterly disappointed last year. And but we're there now. Like, but we're just taking it as another match. Like, we started off with five matches and this is the fifth one. So we just want to finish it off now. And, you know, I know it's exciting and it's different to play in Croke Park, but we can't let that get to us either. We just have to go out there and treat it as just another game. I know it's the final, not our final, but, you know, in the end of the day, we have to win it and that's it. So it is exciting, like, you know, and we're ready for it now. We're looking forward to it and we just wanted that to happen.
Yeah, you're playing a very fancy and young English side from Tyrone who beat Galtier Waterford in the semi-final. They'll be a tough task. Do you know much about them?
We don't know a whole lot about them. They're, as you say, they're young, they're fast and they're fit. They're not too bad when they're in All-Ireland Intermediate Final. So, like, they're not coming up to turn up on the day for us, nor no more are we for them, like, you know. So they had a few girls there on the Armagh County team as well who are very good. So we don't know a whole lot about them, but, you know, they're not going to be easy to beat either. Hopefully we will, but, they're, you know, they're like ourselves. They want a title going home. They want a cup going home. So we'll just have to give it all and leave everything on the pitch that day and take it in our stride. And please God, it'll turn out for us.
Yeah, and we were talking off air. There's a big family connection as well in the going to be playing this weekend, apart from yourself on the sidelines.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm on the sideline. And I have two girls playing as well. But, you know, that's kind of the way it is in Moshe. Like, you know, anyone that's kind of helping out would have played themselves, and now they have daughters or some kind of relations, nieces or whatever, involved in the team. So it's kind of one big happy family in the end of the day. But, like, no, it's great. It's great to have two girls playing, and please God, they'll play and play well and last the whole match, you know. But no, it is exciting. There's tension in the house, all right, but sure, you may put up with that.
Yeah. And, like, what's the mood like in Michael? Is it nerves or excitement or what is it?
I know, like, I suppose, look, there's going to be nerves in any game, do you know what I mean? It wouldn't be right if there's not nerves, but no, there is excitement, and the girls just want to go. They have to put in a massive effort now, you know what I mean? And they worked hard, and the trainers are working hard with them, and like, the whole parish is behind us and have been so good to us, like, and we don't want to let them down either, or we don't want to let ourselves down or our families, but, like, you know, no, it is exciting, like, and it's after lifting the parish, like, you know, it's after bringing a bit of life to it, and there's posters up, and people were super sponsoring us, and, like, and we couldn't ask for any more, so, no, it is good. We just want to, hopefully it'll all come together now, we just want to do our best, and that's all we can do, and hopefully that will happen.
A lot of the girls play with Carlo as well. Carlo have had a fantastic 2016. They played in Croke Park and they had the All-Ireland winning the Premier Junior. And, like, that works for Michael as much as it does for Carlo, with experience, getting players more matches and, you know, playing at a bigger level in that.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, it was brilliant for Carlo to win All-Ireland. Absolutely brilliant for the county, and it made up Camogie in, you know, from in every club, and there was 11 girls from Michael on it, like, and it was super to have them on it, and they all played their part, like, but, you know, everyone played their part in the day, but it was great, and it was great for the girls to have the experience to play up in Croke Park and know, you know, the build up to it and everything that goes with it, like, you know, so that will stand to them on the day, please God, like, and they can spread it around to the rest of us, you know. But it is definitely the win that the county team had, and there's massive work put in with them as well, like, so, you know, fair play to everyone that had anything got to do with them. But, you know, it's standing to every club in the county, and everyone just wants to play Camogie now in Carlo. It's as simple as that. So hopefully, like, the club now will even bring on that little bit more, and, you know, bring home another title for the year. Like, it's lovely to play up there, but to play in it twice to 1 year is a great achievement as well. Like, so hopefully the girls will keep that in mind, and I'm sure they will.
And, like, also, there's been a bit of a break since the semi-final, a couple of weeks. How have you balanced that between training and, you know, not getting getting them perfectly in shape for a game that's a couple of weeks away, we'll say? How have you done the training and mixed that?
Well, Well, we did a few weeks there in the gym and things like that, and they did a few swimming sessions. And, you know, Niall Williams and Tom O'Mahony, they're the two men over the team. Like, and in fairness, they were super, and, like, they didn't put fierce demands on the girls, but, like, the girls are long enough on the road now that, you know, to have a bit of cop on, and they know how far and how much to look after themselves and, you know, eating well and, you know, looking after their bodies. But, like, they put a lot of work down on the pitch, like, and there was brilliant turnout at training. And, you know, we got a few weeks off over Christmas time, but to tell you the truth, everyone was just dying to go back after Christmas and get back at it, like, you know, and get ready again. So it's been going well, like, and it's not for the want of effort anyhow if we do come out the running, and hopefully we won't. But, I mean, there has been a huge effort, and the two lads have brought something new to the whole thing. You know, we had Mark Byrne before that, and he brought us to a level, but the two lads are after bringing us to another level. So we've been very lucky, very, very lucky with our trainers. So please God, it will pay off, like.
And then lastly, Mary, people don't think about it, but having to go to Dublin for an All-Ireland final, there's a lot of logistics involved as well. Like, staying over, or even planning, you know, the weekend, basically.
Yeah, oh, there is. There's a lot of planning and a lot of paperwork and a lot of questions, and, you know, but we're very good people in the club, like, and like, you know, they're helping us as well. And, you know, we're trying to just, the girls and the management are just trying to focus on the game itself. Like, but there's people doing brilliant work in the background as well. And, you know, doing all that paperwork and what we're supposed to have and how we're supposed to sit or we're supposed to stand. I don't know. It's going to be unreal, like, what we have to do. But there is a lot of work, but it's done now and we're just ready to go. And all going well, we'll bring home the cup, you know.
Yeah, well, all set. So anyway, Mary, best of luck tomorrow, Sunday, and
thanks,
luck, hopefully.
Thank you very much.